The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Can you believe, that there's a tornado watch again? Although yesterday was National Tornado Day, right? This whole week in history apparently is a serious tornado time, including the most powerful tornado ever recorded. Man, don't mess with Mom Nature. All right, so today is National Babe Ruth Day. Do we know why? Is this the day he was born? Do we know why it's Babe Ruth Day?
Let's see, April 27th.
Yeah. It's National Prime Rib Day, which certainly doesn't speak to me at all. But I am not one of those meat eater types, but what can I tell you? It's National Tell a Story Day. That does not apply to asking, when your parents say, where have you been? That's not counting. All right, Manny's going to figure out why it's National Babe Ruth Day, because maybe they mean the candy bar, except that's a Baby Ruth. I thought Baby Ruths were terrific because for two reasons. I didn't particularly like the taste of them, but my mother's name is Ruth, so we thought Baby Ruth and Almond Joy were great in our household. And I can't believe I'm going to tell you this story, but once I've sort of, it's stream of consciousness radio, folks. So remember did you guys do this in junior high school, that you would take a Baby Ruth and dump it in the swimming pool? Did you do that kind of thing, Manny?
No, I was allergic. I'm allergic to Baby Ruth.
To the peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, but people are allergic to a Babe Ruth floating around in the top of a pool because it doesn't actually look like a candy bar. You've used your imagination, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't do that, but it wasn't because you were a nicer person than I was. It's because you were allergic to peanuts. Okay. Might you have been tempted? Are you going to tell me about National Babe Ruth Day, aren't you?
It says, following a short stint with the Boston Braves, Ruth retired in 1935. In 1936, he became one of the first five players elected into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. In 1946, after experiencing severe eye pain and difficulty swallowing, Babe Ruth was diagnosed with cancer. On April 27th, 1947, he was able to attend the proclaimed Babe Ruth Day and spoke briefly to a crowd of almost 60,000 people at Yankee Stadium. So they just sort of...
So this is the day they honored him for no particular reason, except that, whenever they have tributes to you, you need to check in with your cardiologist, right? Lifetime tributes,
yeah.
Not a good sign, right? Have you noticed that? But they only give people lifetime awards when there's a terrible diagnosis looming.
Yeah.
All right, so that's kind of a weird kind of thing to do, isn't it? You'd think it would be on his birthday or the day he, hit one out of the ballpark or...
Yeah, it's just kind of a random...
Random day.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because early in the season, I was listening, the Mets are giving away, small children and pets. No, they're not. But they're giving away T-shirts and socks because this time of year, it's early in the season. Quite often, it's not very warm. And so getting people to the ballpark is really important. And if you can get 60,000 people to Yankee Stadium in April where it's very likely to be cold and rainy, you're doing something good. So I think that's why they did it. That they would never do it during World Series. They wouldn't do it during a pennant race. They wouldn't do it during July. So I think that's probably – I know. I'm getting a little – it's not cynical as much as practical, don't you think?
Yeah.
At any rate. All right, so it's National Babe Ruth Day. Alrighty, the house that Babe built. On this day, in 1813, American troops capture Upper Canada in the Battle of York, which is today Canada. There's a York Hotel right down by the water. So there you go, folks, Canadians, you can all sort of face south toward Detroit, stick your tongue out at us. But this was the day that we actually won something. So there, ha ha ha. In 1861, on this day, Lincoln suspends the writ of habeas corpus. Ooh, not a great idea. In 1865, the New York State Senate creates Cornell University as a state's land-grant institution. I don't think I knew that Cornell was quite that old. I mean, that's really right after the Civil War. There you go. I gave a couple speeches at Cornell, and I've been to their football stadium. I know, ooh-wee. And on this day in 1950, in South Africa, the Group Areas Act is passed, formally segregating the races. Did you realize apartheid was that recent? I had assumed that apartheid had been going on in South Africa since the Boer War, but it's clearly not the case.
Yeah.
That's 66 years. It's awful, and it's. Mm-hmm. I'm now glad it's over, but I didn't realize it was nearly that modern. Did you?
No, not really.
I mean, that's why these things... I always learn something from the day in history that I didn't know. In 1974, on this day, 10,000 march in Washington, D.C., calling for the impeachment of Tricky Dicky. As I said, last week, the movie, I don't think it opened everywhere, but you should be watching for it, Elvis and Nixon. And Kevin Spacey as Richard Nixon is terrific. I mean, Michael Shannon playing Elvis isn't bad. I mean, he's had a great year. He's also in Wolves, which I think came out last week as well. But to Elvis and Nixon, and it's an interesting film because nobody actually knows what happened in their meeting, but there's just that weird picture of Elvis in the White House talking with Nixon. And you'd think that there'd be two people that would have less in common, but you'll find out differently. But Kevin Spacey, of course, I've always thought he was a terrific actor. But as Nixon, he nails it. And he's clearly having such a good time. In 1981 on this day, Xerox PARC introduces the computer mouse. You know why it's called a mouse?
Mainly because of the shape of it, right? And it's mm-hmm. got the cord that...
The tail,
like a
yeah.
tail, yeah.
Yeah, which, of course, nobody but me, actually, everybody has cordless mouses, mice. I guess the plural of mouse would be mice. But I use mine for the program, and it works on batteries. And every once in a while, the battery would go low in the middle of the program. So I thought, it looks really sexy to not have a tail on my mouse. But electricity works as opposed to batteries that run out. So I now have an old-fashioned computer mouse. And when I got my new computer, I actually had to order it special because they don't include them anymore. Everybody has wireless mice. But as far as I'm concerned, reliability comes first, cuteness second. On this day in 1996, the 1996 Lebanon War ends. Well, that's good. Started and ended in the same year. Didn't even last, 5 months? That's good. All right, let's look quickly at news stories. We're going to see more and more of this. Mom treats epileptic daughter with cannabis oil, seizure-free for 2 years. Saw a documentary yesterday, which I may try and get on the program. I'm a little conflicted about it because I have to make sure that I do some due diligence to make sure that I don't know about side effects. There's something called the God Cell, and the God Cell refers to fetal stem cells. And apparently, because they're undifferentiated, they are extraordinary in terms of curing things that have heretofore been uncurable. So I have to do, as I said, a little more diligence, because one of the problems about the documentary, even though it's wildly interesting and highly promising, as I've talked with a number of physicians that I know in the last couple of months, and they're saying that medicine is moving more and more toward personalized medicine, toward gene therapy. The problem is, there are a bunch of problems, but one of the issues about stem cell research in the United States is, even though the FDA is supposed to be supporting it, they are not, because of the protocols, which is an enormously controversial kind of thing. But but it has such promise. But the other problem is, dare I say this, this is the Marxian analysis of everything in the world, which everything has to do with money, that guess who provides half the budget for the FDA? Pharmaceutical industry. That's who the FDA is supposed to be policing. Half their budget comes from there. And, of course, drug companies make profits by keeping people on drugs, not by curing them. Stem cells seem to cure people. Interesting moral times to live in, ethical times, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charge is not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charge is not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, perhaps not so coincidentally, we put up on Facebook, just because I was so interested in this. This actually came from a story a couple of days ago where there has only been one human trial of a woman who was in her 40s, but they said that her genetically that she was aging faster than her chronology. And so it wasn't clear whether she worked for the lab, wasn't clear why she was in the position to say, okay, I'm willing to try this. They've tried the injection of its gene therapy on animals. They've done it on rats. I think they've done it on hamsters. But they hadn't done any human trials yet. And, of course, when you test things on animals, and they also sometimes use computer models, it's very hard to get all the variables just right. For example, they did the trials on saccharin on rats, but it turns out, and it caused bladder cancer, but rats have a different urine pH than human beings. So it's very hard to use an animal model and abstract it to human beings for a whole lot of reasons. That's sort of a glaring example. If the pH is different, then obviously everything's going to act differently. On the other hand, you don't necessarily want human, or you don't absolutely want human beings to be guinea pigs. This woman, so it's not clear. The article didn't give any clarity about what, I mean, the why is obvious, that she was aging much faster than her chronology. So she probably figured, you know, what do I have to lose? Who knows what she figured? She may have been a fellow scientist. A lot of cures, a lot of phenomena are named after the patient, but sometimes after the doctor who injected himself. We also know about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So physicians aren't really encouraged to experiment on themselves, but they're also not encouraged to experiment on human beings without trials. That's why the FDA, for better for ill, is in charge of studies and things of that sort. And you do double blinds, where a double blind means neither the participant nor the experimenter know who's getting a placebo and who's getting the active ingredient. So the idea is that you can't influence the choices or anything else. That's what a double-blind study is. Hard to come by these days, and the ethics of them get very tricky, because if you think some medication might work, and let's say you're working on a childhood disease, who determines who gets the sugar water and who gets the active ingredient? I mean, there are all sorts of issues about it. However, it also, the FDA prevented the thalidomide from being distributed in this country, which caused massive birth defects. So it's like I was saying yesterday, if you look at a small issue, the answers are quite often obvious. If you look at the larger issue, it gets much more complicated, because there's the butterfly effect. Things affect each other. So the story that we did, I believe a couple days ago, was a woman that had been one human trial, and it was extraordinary that there seemed to be massive interaction with the gene therapy and repair of her DNA. Yay. Okay. Now, in the meantime, I saw this documentary called The God Cell, which is about stem cell and stem cell research. Enormously complicated, because underlying it is the issue of abortion, although the stem cell research that's being done it's done, first of all, out of this country. This country doesn't allow it. The FDA has made it a huge roadblock to it, but almost all of the stem cells come out of one area, which is the Ukraine, Georgia, and then it's refined in Germany, and none of it makes it in the United States. If you want stem cell therapy, you have to go out of the United States, and basically people are going to Tijuana at this point. It's enormously expensive at this point, and as I said, the documentary was very interesting and compelling, but I need to check it out a little bit more before I do the program on it. However, all of that's background. The question we asked is, if you had a chance to try gene therapy to prevent aging, would you do it without knowing the side effects? Because at this moment, if you did it, no one knows the side effects. Because, I mean, in theory, one of the people that they tried it on was 99 years old. Does he give a hoot or holler about side effects? Probably not, because he feels it's prolonging his life and his viability as a living creature. So if he gets some problems 10 years down the line, he's still gotten 10 years that he probably wouldn't have gotten in 10 healthy years. So if you're 20, maybe it's a different issue, although a couple of the people that they interviewed in this were young people with life-threatening illnesses. So, Manny, if you had a chance to try gene therapy or stem cell, would you do it?
Sure.
Well, I know you need more time to think about it. Okay, why are you so enthusiastic about it?
I mean, I figure unless the side effects are going to kill me, or
well, you're not going to know. I mean, for example,
sure.
with there have been issues. Let's take cigarette smoking, for example. The effects of cigarette smoking. In the 40s, everybody thought it was calming and that the doctors recommended. And it takes maybe 20 years, maybe not that long, for the effects to show up. So, and we're talking about the effects on you as opposed to your DNA, which means birth defects in your progeny. So the idea being that you're not going to know. I mean, nobody wants to sort of introduce something saying, well, who cares what happens down the road, although that's drinking behavior, I suppose. But so in theory, that's the whole point, is are you willing to take the risk? Not knowing, there may not be any negative effects, but there might be. So you're saying enthusiastically, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I guess from my perspective, if, you know, if it's going to make me... Well, I guess the question, too, is, you know, does it make you just look better or do you feel better,
okay,
too?
The idea at this moment is that it's not cosmetic primarily, although you're bringing up a really good point.
Right.
Is this just used, for example, human growth hormone? I know people who have used it, and it does have side effects. Just to look better, that their skin elasticity improves, their hair growth, the metabolism. But in theory, what we're talking about, although I suppose we could look at it either way, the stem cell is so expensive, although it's probably not any more expensive than a facelift, is that the idea is that it's to cure pathological states. Although we're now in science, all of a sudden you're seeing things called the disease of aging, saying that, in fact, we may not have to age, that aging is actually a pathological condition, which begs the question of immortality pretty much. But in theory, this isn't just to make you look better. It's to, for example, in your case, cure your asthma and your peanut allergy.
Right.
Because those are going to have ramifications farther down the road. We know that those have side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is... And again, I have to do more due diligence, because what the documentary presented was cases where gene therapy, or this wasn't gene therapy per se. This is the grandparent, essentially, of gene therapy, because it's stem cells. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells, and the idea is if they're undifferentiated, they can go in and deal with and repair cells, because essentially they're new. So that's not exactly the same as gene therapy. You can see how they're related. All right, when we come back, we'll see what you think about gene therapy to prevent aging. Stay tuned. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, hi, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my call, man.
Absolutely. What's on your mind, Don?
I have a problem with a brother-in-law who's attempted suicide like 3 times, and he has the attitude of, I call it the Eeyore attitude of poor me. Anytime he gets in a situation, this is something that he does. He's 50 years old. If financially or emotionally he's not stable, this happens, and he keeps tearing the family apart, his parents. It's really rough on them.
Don, what are his 3 suicide attempts consisted of? What did he specifically do?
The first 2 was he took overdoses of a prescription that was probably not going to kill him if he ate the whole bottle. I've even offered next time he wants to do this to help him. But
Don, I'm not sure that's going to get you invited to a lot of family events.
Yes, probably. But the last time he ran into a center, that deals with these things. He ran into the center and told them, I'm going to commit suicide, and then ran out, and actually they put an APB out on him. And actually this happens just at the time he's getting ready to lose his house.
So Don, what was his third suicide attempt? Did he make one or not make one?
No, he did not do it. He just ran in and told them he was going to do it, ran out and got in his car, and they ran him down.
Is he married or single?
Single.
Okay.
He was married. He has a 26-year-old son.
Okay. Does he have a job?
Not right now. He does not.
Who's he living with? By himself or?
He's living by himself and whoever he brings home with him from time to time.
How does he support himself?
He gets a disability.
What's the nature of the disability?
He has some joint disease that swells up maybe once every quarter where, you know, he's in a lot of pain.
Is he a vet?
No, he's not.
Okay. So does he have a psychiatrist?
No, he does not.
How come?
Because he won't go. Right now with this last thing, he is in an institution where they are holding him, but they let him out next week because they can only hold him for so long. And
how long has he been there?
It'll be 2 weeks altogether.
Okay. And the question to me is what?
What can I do to help the situation, if not for him, with the parents, to tell them that they can't control what he's going to do?
Well, but they already know that to a certain extent. How many kids are there in the family?
Two.
Just your wife and your brother-in-law?
Correct.
And who's the baby?
The brother-in-law.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Don, I know this is that there's a part of you that's really irritated and is thinking, cut it out or get it over with already. But that's kind of an unenlightened approach that presumably he's feeling. I agree with you. He's very manipulative. But suicide, at least a large portion of the time, if not all the time, is a pretty manipulative act. But I think there also is real pain behind it. The notion that somehow my life is not going to get any better, I cannot find. You might be able to understand more readily, for example, if somebody had chronic intractable pain and they just felt that they couldn't, you know, that they couldn't continue, that literally living was just too painful. But when it becomes psychological, we sort of think, okay, cut it out. And if we're that easy, then people presumably would. So, you know, I don't know exactly what to tell you, except maybe to say to him, maybe go to him, and I know you're irritated with him, and say, look, is there something I can do to help you? Is there some way that I can help you find a better psychiatrist or medication, because clearly you're unhappy, you're making other people unhappy, and I know this isn't a way to live a life, but I think you're going to have to not sort of take the notion of, you know, get it over already, because, I mean, he's whatever else he is, and I'm not disagreeing that he's manipulative, but he's also in pain. And I think, again, if he had chronic shingles, or he had pancreatic cancer, or he had something that was just very, very painful, that you'd probably be a bit more sympathetic. And again, I know it's really hard to be around somebody who's always saying, okay, you know, pay attention to me, I'm gonna do something really awful. But I think the only way to help him is to sort of find that compassion that says, look, I know that you're feeling pain, what can I do to help you? And by saying not, you know, I'll do something, but what can I do, you're asking him to become a little more objective and a little more responsible, a little more analytical about his own situation. Betsy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Betsy. What's on your mind?
Good. I have a friend who, how do I explain this, for 3 years has been seeing a woman, and she's put her through the ringer. I don't know exactly for sure what was going on, but he now has no feelings for any girl. She was a size 2, and she was a very apparently nice woman, but now he has no feelings because she's put her through so much, and I don't know the exact, like, he classified her as a crazy woman.
Okay. Are they broken up now, or are they together?
No, they're broken up now, but they still have contacts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind of contact do they have?
They just text to each other and saying how, you know, she asked him how he is and this and that.
How long has it been since they've actually set eyeball upon each other?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't get any of that specific yet. I just found this out because I was there, and he said he has no feelings, and he wants to work things out. He wants to move on, but every time he thinks about moving on, he's always thinking about this girl.
How old is he, Betsy?
He's pushing 40.
Okay, and how old is Crazy Woman?
I don't know.
Okay, and you're how old?
I will be 31.
Okay, so do you have any romantic designs on your friend or not?
It's not romantic. The feelings I have, I care about him.
Okay, and so the question to me would be what?
What do I do? What advice can I give him to help him get over?
He stop wants texting on. For starters. I mean, if this is really a relationship that it sounds like he is really very ambivalent. That right. On the one hand he can say, well, she's crazy and she put me through the ringer and I'm really wrung out, and but he's not done. And
right.
I think until he and you know, there's that stupid word closure. I'm not sure there is closure, but I think there's certainly stop keeping the wound open. And I think texting, being in touch, is really foolish on his part because
right.
it's not giving him an opportunity to put some distance between himself and this experience. And I think
right.
that's when people say closure, I think that's really what they mean. Because if you still want someone to love you and they don't, I mean, what kind of closure is there going to be? Death? I mean,
yeah,
so that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But I think there's certainly ways of prolonging the agony, which he seems to have polished. I think he drops off the radar, stops texting her, calling her, finding out how she is.
Right.
And you can explain to him that not only is it remedial for him if he really wants to get over it, but it's the only shot he has if he really wants her to come back, because she has to be able to miss him before she's going to do anything.
Yeah, because he doesn't want anything to do with her. Because she put him through so much.
Well, except clearly he's saying that, but he's still texting her, or he still accepts her text or her messaging
right.
or whatever.
Right.
So I think
right.
I'm not sure he's asking for your advice, Betsy, and you have to be
right.
careful about that, because he's mad. You know, he's
right.
and he's going to be, oh well, you're just jealous, you don't know. And I mean, my guess is if you say to him, well, why don't you, you know, she sounds awful, he's going to say, oh no, you don't really understand how wonderful she was. And if on the other hand you say, wow, she sounds really pretty sexy, he's going to say, oh no, she was crazy. So he's in that mode where there's probably nothing that you can do that's going to be right. On the other hand, if you honestly think that he's asking for your advice, and I'd be really careful about that, then I would say, well, you know, I was worried enough about you that I called Brown on the air, and she said that the only hope you've got either way to get out
right.
of this kind of limbo is to just drop off the edge of the earth, to just
right.
stop texting, and if that makes you feel so anxious, which it will,
yeah.
that you can decide in your own head that you can call her a year from today and see what's going on. But he really needs, either way, whether he wants it to be over or he wants her to come back to him, he's playing it exactly wrong. So he needs
right.
to just sort of build himself a wall and stay behind it.
I've also told him to seek help as well.
Well, he's not going to do that right now, and I'll tell you why,
no.
believe it or not, that's not necessarily the world's best idea. If he goes to see a therapist, guess what he's going to talk about the whole time?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. And so that's just going to keep it alive. So right now, what I would have him do if I were saying this, I probably wouldn't have him in therapy right now, although
right.
one of the interesting questions is, how did you get into this, and why did you stay so long at the fair? That she may be crazy, but
right.
that's her excuse for her behavior. What's your excuse for your behavior?
Well, he told me that he kept going back for one thing.
Sex.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but then he needs to understand where sex plays a role in his life, and why is he willing to completely turn off his everything from his navel up? I mean, but again, you asking that question is probably not going to be viewed with a great deal of warmth. But what
right.
he can do is get himself a notebook, write down all the positive, all the negative.
Right.
And and again, has he ever been married?
No.
Yeah. There are probably some issues about picking inappropriate women and his
yeah.
relationship with his mom. But again, I don't know that you want that role, Cookie. And worst case scenario, you can always have him call me, because I can say those things more easily than you can.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I just want to help him, try to help him.
Well, I think the best advice you can give him right now, which he probably will ignore, but you might be able to make him compliant by just pointing out that whether he wants her back or he wants her out, that the way to accomplish either much more efficiently is to stop texting her, stop taking her messages, just disappear for at least 6 months to a year.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Regardless of what we seem to be talking about at any particular moment, you're always welcome and encouraged to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so Manny says, yeah, I would do it. And I think I would do it, too. I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought, at some point, I mean, let me tell you, at one point I had LASIK surgery on my eye. And the reason I had it was I've been wearing contact lenses since I was about 16. And contact lenses are not great for your eyeballs. And what I realized is that that as I needed stronger prescription for my, because I'm nearsighted. And so, you know, I'd heard about LASIK, and so I said, doctor said, well, what do you want? And I said, look, I'd like to be able to have 5 years where I didn't have to wear glasses. He said, do you need glasses for close work? And I said, no. He said, well, you probably never will. But and he said, can you tolerate binocular vision? Now, binocular is when both eyes converge on an image, so you have depth perception. Biocular is one eye sees one thing and one eye sees the other. And I said, I don't know. So we tried it for 2 weeks with a contact lens that corrected one eye and one that didn't correct the other eye, as opposed to my wearing my usual contacts. And I was okay. If you turn your head too fast, you can get a little nauseous, but it was basically tolerable. So I had the surgery. And at the time, they were only recommending the surgery for people who were essentially blind. I was not. I'm 2.5 diopters or something, which is, you need them for driving. You need glasses for driving, but it's not anywhere near legal blindness. And so people were outraged with me. They said, how can you do this? You're running such a risk. And at the time, I remember thinking, look, if I can go 5 years of my life without having to wear contact lenses, without having to worry about glasses, I don't think it's much of a risk. I went to somebody who had done a lot of the surgeries, and I didn't look for a bargain, and it was great. The surgery itself, in case, takes about 5 minutes at most, and you wear a patch over your eye so you don't scratch your eye the next day. And I went in the next day, he said it like it had never happened, and it was one of the smartest things I ever did. I can read a teleprompter and a menu, and I'm delighted with it. But at the time, I remember thinking, why are you running the risk if you're really not that compromised? I thought, yeah, but I am. And the only thing that I can't do is I cannot donate both of my corneas now. I thought, but I'm dead when I donate my corneas, so that's okay. I can donate one of them. And I felt the same way about stem cell. If I thought that I could stave off Alzheimer's, improve my memory, make me a little sharper, cosmetics I care a little bit less about than I care about neural, brain functioning. So, I was telling somebody, or you were talking about, I don't know exactly how much it costs, but it's not inexpensive. Somebody said $30,000, which is not a small amount of money, but it's about the same as a facelift. Maybe a facelift is a little less expensive, but facelift you have to do over and over. And this actually repairs your body in theory. But again, I have to do a bit more of the research. But I think I would do it too. All right, let's hear what other people said.
Kathy says, no, I don't want to live forever. I prefer going through the natural process. I guess I want to experience it, see what I'm going to look like.
Well, but again, don't make the assumption that it's primarily cosmetic, which seems to be part of what people are assuming, but okay. And again, one of the things I think we asked was, what's your age?
Yeah, it doesn't look like
anything. She didn't tell me. It's okay.
Doesn't
to lie
look like
about
anybody
it.
Did either.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all I can do is try. Right?
Well, actually, it looks like the next person did. Robert says, "I don't want to live forever, but I want to live long enough to see the Vulcans land on Earth on April 5th, 2063. I'm 58 now."
Right.
Robert is definitely a Trekkie.
Apparently so, and he's. Yeah. I'm sure he's already given a response to who his favorite Star Trek character is, but I don't even want to know at this moment. But we'll get to you, sweetie. And we'll get to you before you're not even going to need stem cells before we get to you. With any luck. All right, what else we got?
Well, it makes me think, too, because we did ask the question of who people's favorite Star Trek character
is. Yeah, no, I know.
So I'm pretty good guess that Robert probably chimed in on that.
That's what I'm saying. No doubt in my mind.
Marie says, no, I would not want to take a chance. Plus, the people who have had plastic surgery are all starting to look alike. And just wait until they find out what Botox is going to do for them. I plan to age gracefully. What's wrong with that?
All right, you adorablenesses have all made the same assumption, which I didn't intend, which is that it's cosmetic. But even my beloved producer, Manny, made that assumption, so I got it. But, that isn't what I was assuming. Okay.
And then the last one here from Genevieve, she says, definitely not. I want the Lord to recognize me. So there you go.
All right, I have to tell you a quick funny story. For those of you who've been listening for a long time, you know the story, but nevertheless, I think it's still a good one. I was in theater with a friend about 5 years ago, and she was talking about people, same thing you guys are talking about, which is plastic surgery. And she said almost the identical word you said, which is, the problem about plastic surgery is it makes everybody look alike. Everybody looks like Joan Rivers. See that woman? And I turned around. It was Joan. I told Joan that story. She did not find it all that amusing. But but there is something about people who've had plastic surgery that they sort of begin having a similar kind of look. But again, this is not, it's not surgery. This is injecting, and as I mentioned, there are four kinds of stem cells. There's adult embryonic, placental, and fetal. And the controversial one is fetal. It's controversial because, obviously, as the name implies, it's from a fetus. But it's also the most undifferentiated, which means it has the potential of being the most effective. Now, the question is, what happens if you take undifferentiated stem cells and dump them into your body? Well, one of the potentials is repair. Are there other potential problems? So I actually, I have a friend who does some work in this area, so I've arranged to call him and talk with him about it, because I really don't want to put something on the program that says, hey, wait, this is a really cool thing, you should think about it, until I'm sure that I know, if not. Because, you know, I don't want to give one-sided point of view. We're very susceptible from the media of sort of grabbing on the newest thing, whether it's true or not. And my whole career has been about credibility and not talking about something till I've had it substantiated. And it saved me from a number of very major mistakes. So, like the assumption that the blackout in New York in the November following September 11th was terrorist-related. And it wasn't. And I was probably one of the few broadcasters, and I was on the air for 38 solid hours and never said the word terrorist because there was no confirmation. And I was unique in that, or if not unique, pretty unusual. But so if you hear it from me, I've at least verified it someplace. All righty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.